I woke up the next morning still wearing my suit. After breakfast, I asked Mr. Thornbody to drive me home so I could shower and change. I don't think Mom would have liked it if I had worn that suit out. When we got back, it was lunchtime. I was happy to see Bobby had been given some soft foods, like vegetable soup. I guess they had decided he didn't have any real internal injuries. I thought about how lucky that was, and wondered about whether Bobby really had a guardian like mine. After we got talking about the concert and Justin for a while, my stomach started to growl, so Mr. Thornbody took me downstairs to the cafeteria. I simply could not shake the feeling that there was something I had to tell Bobby, but I was scared to. I guess it showed, because as soon as Mr. Thornbody and I sat down, he started talking to me.
Dipper, what's wrong? I thought you were hungry.
I bit into my burger just to show him I was, also to avoid answering the question. He just stared at me as if he was waiting for an answer, and when I finished, he just asked again.
I don't know, Mr. Thornbody. I feel scared. Not about Bobby. I know he's going to be fine. About me.
What do you mean?
Well, Bobby loves me, and, well, I have feelings for him, too, but I don't know how to express them, or even if I should express them.
If you have those feelings, there's a reason for them. If you really think that you feel the same way Bobby does, maybe you should just tell him.
But I don't know where it will lead. What would people think? What would my parents say about it? I'm scared.
Does it matter what anyone else thinks? If you let your actions be controlled by what other people say, you'll never truly be happy.
But if I don't listen to other people, I make the kind of mistakes I almost made with Mr. Marley.
Let me ask you, why did you decide to approach me about this?
Because you asked and probably would not leave me alone until I answered.
Was that really the only reason, though?
No, I just... Well, I knew you knew what Bobby was feeling, and I thought maybe you could help.
You have to listen to your heart before the things others tell you will even matter. If you can't do that, all you're doing is hurting yourself. If you believe you have feelings for Bobby, the best thing to do is just say it. It's only going to hurt you more, emotionally, the longer you hold it in.
Hurt me? How's it going to hurt me?
Bobby told me about everything that happened during the camping trip. How he confronted you in the airport, and his constant attempts to show you that he loved you, with you never really returning them. How do you think that made him feel?
I blushed a bit at that. I didn't know anyone knew about that.
I know. I could tell that he seemed hurt by that, but how does that hurt me?
I would think it would make you upset, knowing you hurt him.
It did, really. I really don't want to see him hurt.
Love is a powerful emotion, both when it's returned and when it's refused.
When it's refused, but I didn't really refuse it, did I?
Who are you trying to convince of that, Dipper?
Me, I guess.
I'm only going to ask this once, but before you answer, I want you to think about it for a second.
Okay.
Do you love Bobby the same way he loves you?
He would have to ask me that. I really and honestly didn't know. Part of me was saying yes. Part of me wasn't sure. Part of me was worried about what others would say. Part of me...
I don't know. Maybe.
That's not a good enough answer this time. Yes or no. It'll make you feel better either way, just to get it out.
Well, yes then. But I'm afraid of where it will lead.
How long have you known Bobby?
7 years.
And tell me, in that 7 years, has Bobby ever let what other people say stop him from telling you how he feels? The way I understand it, you're the one he came to whenever he wanted to talk to somebody. The only one.
Well, maybe I'm just better at showing him my feelings than telling him them.
Dipper, you haven't even done that.
Hadn't I? What about when I kissed him, when nobody was looking, and he was asleep?
You're right, I haven't. I was too scared to.
Being scared of the unknown is a part of life, Dipper, and a big part of love as well. If you feel love for someone, the biggest fear you have to overcome is the initial admitting it, even if you aren't sure where it will lead.
Mr. Thornbody, I do love him, I really do, but...
But nothing. It may not be easy, but if you can't admit that to Bobby, you may as well not even say it at all. Does Bobby no good if he doesn't hear it?
Well, can you tell him for me?
I can't do that for you. My son knows I love him. It does no good if I tell him that you do. Unless he hears it from you, it's meaningless.
I was quiet for a very long time after that.
Thanks, Mr. Thornbody. I guess I just have to work up the courage.
If you love him, the courage will come when it's time.
Yeah. I'm done with lunch. Let's go.
We went back up to the hospital room. Bobby was awake and watching TV again. What he saw in those soaps, though, I never could figure out.
How was lunch?
It was okay. How was the soup?
Haven't touched it yet. I'm not hungry.
Why not? After 2 days on just liquids, I thought you'd be famished.
Doesn't mean I won't eat it. I just don't feel like eating right now.
Enjoying your soap still, huh?
I had to find out what that rat was doing in Kate's place. Just because I'm in the hospital, there's no reason to miss it.
We spent the rest of the afternoon talking about things. The nurse came in occasionally to check on him, finally bringing him dinner. They actually gave him spaghetti with marinara sauce. He must really be healing well. Mr. Thornbody and I went downstairs for dinner. I stayed quiet the whole time. I think Mr. Thornbody knew what I was trying to do, and just wanted to give me the room to do it. When we got back upstairs, Bobby was still awake and still watching TV.
We're back, Bobby. How you doing? No new injuries, I hope?
I'm fine, Dipper. And actually, the nurse said they may even be able to let me go home tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's great. Did they say what time?
They want to replace the bandages on me sometime tomorrow afternoon. So they said it could get out early enough to have dinner at home.
That would be great.
We talked about what we wanted to do as soon as we got Bobby home for a while, and lost track of the time. By the time we looked at the clock, it was after midnight.
Dipper, I'm getting sleepy. Is it okay if I rest?
Oh, yeah, sure. Did you want the comfy chair, Mr. Thornbody?
Actually, no. I'm going to go outside and get something from the car. Go ahead.
Mr. Thornbody left. Bobby fell asleep almost right away. It got very quiet in the hospital, like it always does, and I tried to sleep. But tonight, sleep wasn't in the cards. I lay there, thinking. Thinking about everything Bobby did for me. Thinking about how little I had shown my appreciation to him. The feeling I had been fighting, even hiding from myself, came back stronger than ever.
I can't fight this feeling any longer. And yet, I'm still afraid to let it flow. What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. I tell myself that I can't hold out forever. I say there is no reason for my fear. 'Cause I feel so secure when we're together. You give my life direction. You make everything so clear. And even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cold, dark winter's night. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring this ship into the shore and throw away the oars forever. 'Cause I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door, Bobby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Dipper, are you all right?
I'm fine, Bobby. Why?
I heard you singing, Dipper.
Bobby,
What is it, Dipper?
Bobby, I love you.